know, I mean, my agent kind of was keeping me abreast of what was happening. He mentioned Philly, and me and him were sitting down, talking about it, thinking about it. You know, I'm talking to my wife, some of my friends, you know, from Jersey, and eventually, you know, it just seemed like it was, you know, the right thing to do. I'm down here. I think the team's already great, obviously, without me. And I just figured it was something I want to be a part of and join in and go in full swing and just be a part of it. And, you know, I grew up in Jersey, so it was also part of the decision process. But it just seemed like a really good situation.
In talking to them, Miles, what kind of role did they discuss for you?
My role is right now is just to go in and prepare as hard as I can and, you know, see what that takes me. I'm just trying to get better every day, and that's pretty much what the role is.
When was the last time, Miles, you did special teams?
Special teams? I'm on the hands team, but the last time I did it was probably in Dallas 2 years ago. I think they had me on for like a pooch punt situation to catch it.
Yeah.
I'm not against doing anything. I mean, if they wanted me to, you know, doesn't matter where they want me to go, I'm obviously down to do it. It's just up to them wherever they find the best fit for me.
Miles, the Eagles have a couple of young receivers, Jordan Matthews and Josh Huff. How much influence do you think you can have on them?
I mean, I've never met those guys. I hear only but great things about them, you know, not only here in the organization, but I played with a guy who was Jordan's teammate in college, and he spoke so high. This is last year, talking about Jordan Matthews, and he spoke so highly of him, and I think that speaks volumes when people think of you, when, you know, not in like a local situation. We didn't even have to talk about him, but somehow he worked so hard through his years in college that it stuck out in this other guy's mind that I happened to meet somewhere else, you know. So I think to have quality guys like that on a team are what you need to put yourself in a position to be a great, you know, be a great team in general.
Did you have any other visits, and what was your communication like with DeMarco Murray throughout this process?
I'm sorry, did I have any what? The phone beeped or something.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have any other visits, free agent visits to other teams, and what was your communication like with DeMarco Murray throughout this process?
No, I didn't visit anywhere. This is the only place I came. And, obviously me and DeMarco are really close. I was obviously in communication with him as a friend, and he was figuring out what he was doing, in this whole process of him being a free agent. And, I heard, you know, me and him were talking back and forth when he signed up with Philly, and he was telling me how he experienced coming in and speaking to the coaches and, you know, everything, you know, the whole process that basically I went through today, I already went through with him, hearing him go through it. So I just kind of reaffirmed all the positive thoughts I already had coming in.
Miles, why do you think injuries have been an ongoing issue for you in these recent years?
Honestly, last year, I don't even know how you lacerate a kidney without stabbing yourself, but, I fell on my side, I guess, really hard, and, you know, I don't know what happened, but before that, I felt like it was my process, like my warm-up. You know, last year, I changed my process around before practice, and, it helped me last year, you know, soft tissue-wise, but... obviously there's nothing I could do about a kidney, but I felt, you know, as good as I felt last year, physically with my legs and everything else. So, you know, I'm just going to continue that, learn some stuff here, and then, go on from there.
Did you know much about Chip Kelly's sports science program before you even came here to visit? Was that at all appealing?
No, at the end of the day, man, I came here, won because of the opportunity to win. I mean, nothing about training was necessarily reason to fully come here. It was just, it was mainly the opportunity to win, the proximity, you know, to my hometown and where I grew up, where I went to college at, and just the guys on the team. I felt like the guys on the team here were you know, great guys and were like-minded in winning. So that was pretty much my thought process.
Miles,
do you think that the sports science program here will help you, though? I mean, you said you changed your warm-up. I mean, do you think that there are elements of it that will help you stay healthy?
I think honestly, how I felt last year, I felt, like I was saying, healthy last year with the routine I was doing before practice. So I'm going to incorporate that into whatever's going on here. I mean, obviously, this is my first day, so I don't know exactly fully what to expect, but I know what helped me last year, and that's something I'm going to regardlessly always incorporate.
Miles, the Eagles are a team that does practice on Tuesdays. Does that really impact it at all? The players only get basically one day off, and I guess that really wasn't a concern then.
Yeah, I'm not concerned. I mean, if we practice every day at 2 in the morning, if that's just the time we practice, I mean, that, you know, I'm not in control of that. All that I can control is, you know, my effort and showing up on time and doing what I need to do to contribute not only on the field but in the locker room. So I'm just going to do what's asked and work from there.
Do you look at the starting job as basically up for grabs, being that, you know, obviously you have a more accomplished resume than the guys are there, and Macklin, they didn't really go out and replace him until you were signed. Are you coming in here thinking that, you know, one of those jobs is yours to take?
I'm not even, I mean, honestly, I'm like been here for about 4 hours, you know what I'm saying? The only thing I'm doing is what they ask, and that's getting better every day and being a better version of myself tomorrow than I was today. So that's the approach I'm going to take, and, you know, honestly, I don't know how that entire process works. And honestly, it's nothing I'm concerned about. Whatever I can do to help the team, you know, you guys even just said it before. If it's special teams, if it's whatever it is, I just need to do my part and contribute the best way I can and the best way I'm needed. So I'm just willing to fill in wherever I'm needed and, you know, get better.
Miles, how much experience in the slot have you had throughout your career?
I was probably in the slot, I want to say, maybe half my career, something like that. Last year, I didn't work much in the slot. We had Andrew Hawkins. I worked sometimes in there. Obviously, it depends on formations and everything else, but I'm comfortable, honestly, wherever on the field.
And now, Miles, you had a lot of hamstring injuries in Dallas. You mentioned changing your preparation, but has there been a cumulative effect of that? Have you lost any explosiveness? And are you confident that that's behind you?
I mean, honestly, I'm 30 now, so I'm sure I've probably lost some bit of explosiveness from being 22 years old, you know. But I don't think it's that much. I feel good. I feel healthy. I know how I compete, and even I feel like even if with a slight loss, maybe potentially, I don't even know. I'm just throwing out hypotheticals. But even with a slight loss of burst or whatever we were just talking about, I think the fact that I know the game more, I can still do what needs to be done, if that makes sense. I don't feel like I've lost anything because I've gained things mentally, you know. So it might be a transfer of energy, but it's never. I didn't feel like it was a loss of energy, you know.
How would you describe yourself as a blocker?
What'd you say?
How would you describe yourself as a blocker?
I would describe myself. I was gonna say tenacious, but maybe that might be a little more. No, I block hard. I know my assignment. I get the job done. I'm not afraid to block anybody, and you know whatever the assignment suggests whatever the assignment determines is how I'm gonna block it.
Miles, you mentioned the opportunity here, the location. But did you get a chance to study the offense to see what Chip tries to do with the receivers?
I maybe got like a half hour of like tape in, just a breeze through, but I only got a little bit of it, but I'm sure it won't be a problem once we get started to pick it up.
Growing up in North Jersey, Central Jersey, what kind of exposure did you get to the Eagles?
I got more in college than I did in growing up until high school, because I feel like a lot of my friends from Monmouth, guys I played with, and people I just went to school with were from either South or Central Jersey, which then, you know, files you in, I feel like, more so as an Eagle fan than North Jersey. A lot of North Jersey friends of mine were like Giants or Jets, but most of my college friends are Eagle fans.
Miles, when you were with the Cowboys in 2013, you were playing against the Eagles, you know, twice that season, obviously. What were your impressions of, like, Chip Kelly's offense and the way he used his receivers and running backs and everything like that?
I mean, from what I remember from that game is just, just the tempo in which the offense was running. As far as anything else, honestly, when I'm in a game, just like I wouldn't be able to tell you how another team's offense might be operating, I'm so focused on my job that I really didn't have a chance to step back. It's not like we didn't study the other team's offense. You know, we were mainly worried about the defense. So the only thing that sticks out in my mind for sure was the tempo and, explosive play that they were making.
Hey, two more questions, guys.
You said you changed your warm-up last year. Can you talk about exactly what you did and why you thought that was beneficial?
I just worked it'd be easier for me to show you than tell you, but I just worked this stretching routine, and it just loosened up my hips a lot. And I just felt like it was a great deal for me last year, and I'm just, going to continue to do it.
Miles, the pre-agency process is, it's been a couple weeks now. Was there any concern on your part that maybe an opportunity wouldn't develop or a situation wouldn't arise and maybe your career might be over?
No. I mean, that wasn't the only way I know how to answer that question is just by saying no.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Miles.
All right, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.